around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome aboard America's number one travel radio show. It is just after 10 a.m. Eastern time, and with Thanksgiving, the holiday now behind us, we're into December. It is Saturday the 6th. We hope all of your travels went well if you were on the move last week. From coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on TuneIn, well, off we go as the fastest 2 hours in travel is once again on. It is time for us to talk everything and anything in the world of travel. Well, today's show is chocked with so many of our popular segments. We've got the Chief Travel Leader conversation coming, Right Stuff, Open Road, as RJ joins the show in a few minutes. We also have the Destination Spotlight ahead this hour. In hour two, we've got the National Communal Forum, Personal Connection, listener emails, museum galleries coming as well. And, you know, since we are a program akin to, you know, Fox and Friends or Good Morning America, the goal we ask our team week after week, Mary, right, it is to make every segment as much as a pivot, 180 pivot from the previous one while staying with our core, you know, being a conservative talk show that comes through the prism of travel. And I'd say with 610 weekly stations airing this program nationwide and more joining us, well, collectively, the success of the show speaks for itself. So as snow falls here in New York today, was out shoveling before the program. That's always nice. We are off to, after the show today, to Miami, Mary. That city really seems to be coming our second home with how many times we've been there this year. And we'll be back there again coming up on January 2nd as well.
Yeah, thank you for shoveling. I was not out there shoveling. I was sitting inside sipping my coffee, reading travel news stories. So, listen, hey, we live in the New York City area, and it has been a very chilly December. December's just begun, but it's been cold. And as you said, we had snow on the ground this morning. So I'll take some time in Miami. Six different times we've been there this year. Yeah. So I'll take it. And this trip is actually going to have us catching up with the all new Oceana Allura as we participate in an inaugural sailing event surrounding the launch of this new ship. It's just 3 days from Miami to the Bahamas and back. And we're going to share some of that experience on the Oceana Allura with all of you on the show next week.
Yeah, we absolutely will. You know, listen, when we agreed to partner with Regent Seven Seas Cruises, since Oceana Cruises is a sister brand in the company that's growing very nicely, we aligned Oceana with another syndicated program that our parent company handles, the Rick Burgess Show, and we're going to do some things, Mary and I, on that program with Oceana this coming week, and then we'll share some of that with all of you next week on this program. But that makes me think of something, Mary. You heard me mention, folks, the email segment ahead in hour two today. Because of all the various questions we're being asked about Regent Seven Seas, had a call this week with some of their team, and the big Let's Go America Tour Southern Mediterranean cruise we're going to be doing with them that's allowing show fans to travel with us for 12 days next October on their new Grandeur ship. Well, Mary and I will answer a good number of those questions, at least we're going to try to in that segment, and that will happen in the iBlock later in hour two. So, Rudy, hello to you up there in St. Paul, Minnesota. I see it's going to be around 20 today. It's going to be zero overnight for you, a high of 12 tomorrow, so I assume you're broadcasting from the confines of your igloo today?
Oh, no, it's 20 degrees right now in St. Paul. Yesterday we woke up, it was 2 above zero. And tomorrow when I wake up, it'll be 1 above zero. We're talking Fahrenheit here, by the way.
Yeah, so that's...
It's chilly, but today's, you know, mild day. It's going to be a high of 23, so...
Oh, wow.
Bring it
warming
out the shorts,
trend.
You know?
you could take out some of the insulation there in the igloo, I guess.
Right.
So, Bobby...
Listen, Minnesotans, I'm not kidding. Minnesotans, you know, if it's above 20, it's like no big deal. You know, put on a sweater. Yeah. Layer up, put on a shirt and a sweater.
Layer up, that's it. Right. Or you do what we do, you just head south. So, Bobby, you being there in Dallas, I mean, good morning to you. I thought of you last weekend as Airbus scrambled to update the software on those 6,000 A320 jets. I know we talk about that all the time. What's the good word from Dallas in the network center?
It's cold. It's not as cold as it was in Detroit where I was earlier this week. That was freezing. But it's nice, a little overcast, a little chilly, but it's starting to feel like winter finally.
What is cold, Bobby?
It's like 40. That's pretty cold for us.
We drive in convertibles when it's 40 here.
That is funny. And again, you know, Bobby, as I was kind of joking with you, good luck with your Cowboys, okay?
Yeah.
So, all right, Mary, listen, we got so many things, but I just say, let's just toss it all aside and go straight to the travel news roundtable.
Right.
Forget everything else. Let's mix it up.
So the U.S. Department of Transportation and FAA released a joint statement Friday announcing that national security and technology company Peraton will be the prime integrator of the nation's air traffic control system modernization plan. And you may recall, those of you who listen frequently, we spoke to Secretary of the DOT, Sean Duffy, about this a few months ago here on the show. The new air traffic control system was given $12.5 billion for the upgrade under Trump's One Big Beautiful Bill, but Secretary Duffy did call that a down payment. The plan is estimated to be completed in 3 years by the end of 2028, but they are asking, the acting administrator of the FAA is asking for $20 billion more to fully complete it. So there's that. And then those of you who travel regularly and stay in hotels or Airbnbs, well, Netflix has just very quietly disabled the ability to cast your account from your smartphone app directly to hotel TVs. This was not only convenient, you didn't have to log in with your personal info onto the hotel TVs, but you do have to do that now. So all travelers staying in hotels or any kind of lodging where there's a smart TV, you must use the remote to sign in to the native app instead of casting from your phone.
Give all your data
so
away.
So make sure you log that back out before you check out of the hotel.
We will have a story 6 months from now, a year from now, whatever it is, of all the data that's been stolen from people entering that. So that'll be the epilogue.
Log out.
All right. Well, listen, in a move that I applaud, travelers without real ID, they will now be required to pay a $45 fee to pass through airport security starting on February 1st. Now, listen, as long Mary, Rudy, and I have been talking about this for years, the real ID, it was coming, kept getting kicked down the road. Finally, it's enacted.
Been coming for a decade.
There's no shock here, okay? Now, the good news is, and what I applaud about this is, the TSA says 94% of people, they have real ID. They're doing the right thing, okay?
Yeah.
So what I love about our society here is we're not focusing on the minority, okay, and rewarding them. We're actually saying, hey, good job, 94%. The 6% of you who just won't get your act together, guess what? You're going to pay a $45 fee. And if you don't do it before you get to the airport there's a website that I think it's pay.gov. If you don't do it and show a receipt, you're not getting on the plane. So figure it out. Otherwise, you're not flying.
Or take a passport.
And then I will just say, also, there's also been a lot of news about, the national parks, they're raising fees for foreigners and so forth coming in. But what is not being addressed out there, okay, because there is the Louvre, right? They had the huge heist of we know that happened, October or so, whenever they had that. Well, they're hiking fees now 45% for non-Europeans, and that means Brits, too, because they're not in the EU.
They have to pay for security cameras at work. 45%.
The new fee starting January 14th is going to be $37, and if you go with a group, you must have a guide. You go with a group or the guide, it's going to be $32.40. So, Rudy, what do you got?
Well, picking up on that, foreigners who want to go to some of our major national parks are going to be asked to pay $100 per person for entry, which is a whole lot of money if you're a family.
Yeah, but it's only 11 parks on that. It's 11 parks. They're the most popular ones and so forth.
Yeah,
there's always been a fee. And this is part of America First. I mean, the foreigeners are going to, if you want to come and enjoy it.
Well,
listen, I love that our tax dollars, we're not paying. We can go enjoy our own country. But if others are going to come for tourism, I think that's a good thing. I mean,
the other thing is Airbus, and you've read all the news about it. Their software, their panels, they've been the monkey in the barrel this last week. A lot of their A320s are grounded, and that's affecting airlines, obviously.
Yes, so be prepared. All right, after this quick break, National Restaurant Association CEO Michelle Korsmo is going to be here. Chief Travel Leader Conversation is next.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
If you're looking for a holiday gift, check out Raycon's Everyday Earbud Classics. And right now, they're up to 20% off at buyraycon.com/carry, so grab them while you can. The Everyday Earbud Classics are loaded with upgrades, active noise cancellation, multi-point connectivity, and an ergonomic fit that actually stays put. Over 3 million customers love Raycons. Get the perfect audio gift site-wide for up to 20% off at buyraycon.com/carry or visit rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. You do need to order by December 15th to guarantee delivery by Christmas.
You know how every family has that one holiday cooking disaster story? Well, rest easily because those days are over with Chef IQ Sense. This wireless cooking thermometer is the best gift to yourself or friends and family because it's going to get your meat perfect every time. It's a great gift for a seasoned cook or everyone in between. This season, give yourself and your loved ones the gift of perfectly cooked meals and save 30% with code CARRY at Chef IQ. chefiq.com. That's chefiq.com. Use the code CARRY, and you'll get 30% off, or you can visit rmworldtravel.com and find a link.
If you're looking for a holiday gift, check out Raycon's Everyday Earbud Classics. And right now, they're up to 20% off at buyraycon.com/carry, so grab them while you can. The Everyday Earbud Classics are loaded with upgrades, active noise cancellation, multi-point connectivity, and an ergonomic fit that actually stays put. Over 3 million customers love Raycons. Get the perfect audio gift site-wide for up to 20% off at buyraycon.com/carry or visit rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. You do need to order by December 15th to guarantee delivery by Christmas.
What does living better mean to you? When you wake up feeling well, you do more of the things you love in life. If pain affects your life, Relief Factor can help change that. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor supports your body's response to inflammation. So give their 3-week quick start a try for just $19.95. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4, the number 4. 800-4-RELIEF or visit relieffactor.com or head to rmworldtravel.com for a link under sponsors. Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
Well, with Thanksgiving behind us and Christmas happening in 19 days, folks, then New Year's celebrations in 25 days, it's a foodie time of year, which is why we've put the restaurant sector of travel on the plate for today's B-Block, and we're sponsored by ChefIQ.com.
This wireless cooking thermometer takes all the guesswork out of holiday meals, which means you're roast, your turkey, prime rib, ham, fish. It all comes out perfectly every time, turning I think it's done into I know it's perfect. It even tells you when to flip, when to take it off the heat, and how long to let it rest. Basically, it's like having a personal chef right in your kitchen.
With Chef IQ Sense, you can sip your cocoa and actually spend time with your family instead of hovering over the oven. It's a gift everyone's going to love, perfect for seasoned cooks, kitchen rookies, and everyone in between. As a listener of our program, you're going to get 30% off today at chefiq.com. Use promo code CARRY or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Okay. Hey, Michelle Corsmo is the CEO of the National Restaurant Association. It's hard to believe, but she was last on this program with us a little more than 3 years ago in late October of 2022. But we are about to correct that absence right now as off to the show hotline we go down to Washington, D.C. and get into this next Chief Travel Leader conversation.
Michelle, it's nice to have you back on the program with us today. It's been a while. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
Thank you, Robert. So glad to be here.
Well, nice to have you aboard with us on this Saturday morning. So before we get into some of the specifics that we want to talk about, we were told you were at the White House yesterday for an important meeting. Can you share anything about what it was about and how it went?
I was at the White House. It's always a great day when I can spend time with the top level of government talking about issues that are important to the restaurant industry. And yesterday was a great time to talk about the impact of seafood tariffs on restaurants. You may not realize that 90% of the seafood that we consume in the United States is imported. And, of course, so much of that is protein that we can't produce domestically. And so trying to ensure that those reciprocal tariffs are removed from those products that cannot be produced in the United States is a really important advocacy initiative for us. And so I went in with my friends at the fisheries industry to talk about the importance of this business. And we had a nice conversation with the White House, so stay tuned.
Okay. Well, fair enough. Thank you. And I did not know it was 90%. I knew it was high, but that's very high.
Yeah.
Michelle, some of your counterparts with U.S. Travel, the American Hotel and Lodging Association, and others have been on the show with us recently. And they've expressed optimism following the passage of the One Big Beautiful Bill, specifically the provision no tax on tips, that it will have a positive impact on our economy, business, and workers moving forward. Curious to get your take on it coming through the lens of restaurant owners and employees.
Yeah, we're always excited anytime policymakers see the value of the work that's done by people that work in the restaurant industry, particularly the tipped employees. And you never want to forget those individuals that are working overtime and are enjoying the benefits of the no tax on overtime. That's an important provision, too, because so many of the people that are bringing that food to life, cooking that food, making sure that your meal is delivered to you, do so with long hours. And having no tax on overtime is a great thing. So no tax on tips. No tax on overtime. Appreciating the work of the restaurant industry is great. And anytime we can have people that are able to keep more money in their pocket so that they can take care of their own personal expenses, as we know, there's been a lot of pressure on a lot of daily life activities and expenses and obligations. And so the more money that they can keep to cover those expenses, the more optimistic they feel. And that means I'm hopeful they'll go out to restaurants more often.
Absolutely.
That, get out there, travel, whatever it is, no question.
Right.
We agree with that for sure. So, you know, coming up in hour two of the show today, Chef Robert Irvine is going to be joining us. He's previously been on the program for our Travel the World From Your Own Kitchen segment. Today he'll be part of the Personal Connection. You know, we've had so many celebrity chefs on the program over the year. And even during our big Let's Go America tour events and the live remotes that we do, Mary and I always make it a point to include a culinary segment in the program. And we do it because almost everyone has a food experience when they travel.
Yeah.
In the world of travel and the restaurant industry, they're so closely entwined, right? So any thoughts on the relationship between the restaurant industry, travel, and tourism?
Well, there's no doubt they're completely interconnected. In fact, we find that one out of every $4 that's spent in quick service restaurants or fast casual restaurants comes from tourism, and three out of every $10 spent in fine dining restaurants are from travel and tourism. And so that's a really important component of the business that restaurants provide. But the other thing that's so great and why it's so fun that you bring some of these really iconic chefs on your program is that it's really about discovery. You know, that's what travel is about, is going out and discovering, and restaurants and food are a big part of that. Here's a little preview for you. We have coming up in the next month the release of our 2026 What's Hot culinary forecast. And a big research insight from that is that diners are drawn to dishes that they've never tried before. So they're really looking for tastes that are outside of their comfort zone. And traveling and being able to explore new culinary experiences is a really important value for the travel consumer. And so restaurants are so glad to be a part of that.
Well, I think when you think about that dining, Mary, just travel in general, it's always getting yourself out of that comfort zone.
Yeah.
And when you do, you enrich yourself.
I find that interesting. I'm not so sure that was a trend 25 years ago. I think people, I find that trend. Actually, you brought some really interesting numbers today, including the percentage of dollars that come from tourism with food, which only feeds, no pun intended, what we're seeing, Robert, when we're out on the road and the feedback we get when we do our culinary segments on the show. So let's talk about technology. You're working in all areas advocating for the restaurant industry, Michelle. You get to see firsthand emerging trends before most people. Mm-hmm. Technology is having a major impact on so many industries right now, specifically with AI. And of course, that's the case with the restaurant industry. Really curious to hear what you're seeing and what restaurant owners are, you know, what the kind of impact it's having.
Yeah. So with all things with technology, it's always that balance between pioneering and finding those new innovations that bring efficiency, that bring a greater consumer experience, and then waiting until you kind of see where that wider adoption is applied more evenly. Mm-hmm. And so there's some really fun things that are happening. Many people have probably experienced AI in drive-thrus. That's an interesting technology. It actually creates greater order accuracy as well as speed. So it helps the people that are working in the restaurant in terms of being able to focus on preparing those meals so that they can get them out quickly. But it also has a much greater customer satisfaction component to it because of that order accuracy. So that's really exciting and fun. There's also some wonderful things that are happening in terms of AI in predictive ordering. So think about controlling food costs and also controlling food waste. So understanding menus so that we can order more efficiently, understanding customer and consumer behavior with that ordering, past ordering, and then predictive ordering. AI work going into that has been really interesting and exciting. There's some interesting AI work that's happening with food safety and training, which is great. And then we can't talk about technology without talking about robotics. And the way I always like to think about robotics is to think through the lens of where we're putting in robotics. And most operators are thinking about what is it that the employee is really not enjoying in their job? How can I get people doing the kind of things that they really love the most? And for people working in the restaurant industry, it's about being creative and it's about that hospitality and getting to interact with people and customers and serve them in a wonderful way. And so where robotics can come in and solve some of those problems that aren't necessarily customer facing, that aren't necessarily in that creative aspect of the business, and allowing the employees and the workforce in every restaurant to be able to focus on how they're providing that fabulous hospitality is where we see some
very
of that
good points.
Great innovation.
Very good points that you're making on that.
That's so interesting.
I can certainly see from a repetitive standpoint with robotics and that. But
yeah,
we got a little about a minute or so left in this. You know, Mary and I, Mary said in your setup that it's been a little more than 3 years since we last had you on with us. We'll have to correct that going forward. You know, since then, the show has added, I don't know, about 110 new stations. So some people are hearing your voice on our program for the first time. You're going to soon celebrate 4 years, about 3.5 years into your position now.
Yeah.
What is it about the business that you're really enjoying, Michelle, and it wants you to keep growing in the industry?
There is no doubt in my mind that people who work in restaurants are the nicest people in the world. And not only are they always inclined to think about how to help and serve others, but they have such a wonderful, innovative mindset, right? They have that entrepreneurial experience of, this didn't work, what will work next? Like, how do we continue to improve? How do we continue to create? So being able to work for an industry that's always thinking about improvement and always thinking about serving others is energizing every day, all day long.
Well, it sounds that way.
For all of the issues, whether it's seafood tariffs or where robotics is coming into play or how we're attracting the best workforce for the future, knowing that we're doing so for people that do so much for others and give back so much to their communities is really fantastic.
Well, Michelle,
and with all of these changes, it's never going away. The hospitality is never going away.
No, it's not. We're going to have to leave it there for today.
It's a good place to leave it.
Got to ask you, don't be a stranger, all right? And we hope you have a great weekend.
Oh,
thank you very much for your time, and Merry Christmas to you.
Such a pleasure. Enjoy your restaurants today.
Take care.
Thanks, Mary.
Yep.
Thanks, Robert.
Yep. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, there goes Michelle. Listen, she brought it today for sure, Mary. We'll have
she
to make sure
she is a busy
sure
lady,
she's
yes.
back sooner than 3 years. Mm-hmm. Something tells me she will.
I think she will.
All right.
Yep.
As we prepare to pause for some sponsor messages, folks, in about 20 minutes, it's the latest Destination Spotlight. RJ and the Open Road come your way in 10 minutes. And besides Robert Irvine that I mentioned, the NCF, and Christmas in Chicago in hour two, Mary and I are also going to answer many of the Cruise With Us Next October questions as well. But next, it's the right stuff.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back. And you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
Hey, everyone. Robert and Mary here to share the news that we've partnered with Regent Seven Seas Cruises, and we want you to go experience for yourself exactly why they're so renowned for offering top-notch luxury ocean cruising that's unrivaled at sea.
Regent delivers the most inclusive luxury experience at sea, with always included unlimited shore excursions, exquisite dining, including all specialty restaurants at no added cost, unlimited beverages, fine wines, craft cocktails, and specialty coffees, and unlimited access to the spa facility, free Wi-Fi, valet laundry services, and the list keeps going.
Besides their fleet of modern ships, with more on the way, we appreciate the quality entertainment and enrichment experiences they offer on board, and all gratuities are prepaid, so you're never reaching for your wallet.
You'll be hearing us broadcast from their new Seven Seas Grandeur, and as part of our alliance with them, you can even come travel with us aboard Seven Seas Grandeur as well for a big Let's Go America tour in the Southern Med in October of 2026.
For more information, visit rssc.com/RM World Travel, or just go to our website, rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors, folks.
Happy travels, everyone.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Hey, welcome back to the show. This segment of the program is sponsored by the 24/7 burglar busting protection for your home or small business called simplysafe.com/carry. Can a security system stop a break-in before it starts? Well, the facts are traditional systems may not, because they only take action after someone is already inside your home, and that's often too late. However, the team at simplysafe.com/carry designed their security system to be proactive, with a double layer of defense to stop crime before it starts. For example, AI-powered cameras keep watch outside for potential threats, and this is just part of what's different with SimpliSafe, because now, when something looks off, live agents can step in for you, confronting the person through the camera, stating that they're on video, and telling them that the police are being dispatched. Their agents will also trigger a loud siren and spotlight for others to see and hear. That should draw criminals away as well. That outside-the-door invention from live agents is a real difference-maker. It acts early, not after, and they do it even when you're asleep, in a meeting, on vacation, or anywhere else. This month only, take 50% off any new system. This is one of the best prices you'll ever see. So visit SimpliSafe, that's S-M-L-P-L-I, simplysafe.com/carry or find a link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, if you've ever thought you might be too old to travel, my next two guests for our Right Stuff segment, I always stumble over that, are the authors of a lively book titled Here We Go, Lessons for Living Fearlessly from Two Traveling Nanas. That book may change your mind about that. The authors, who are both grandmothers, actually grandmothers or nanas, are Eleanor Hamby and Dr. Sandra Hazelip. And I want to hasten to add that their book holds lessons for all travelers of any age, primarily because their openness to the foreign destinations they visited and the personal connections they made on the road are quite extraordinary. And their examples are excellent ones for travelers of any age. Ellie and Sandy, welcome back to the show. I know we talked to you about 2 years ago after you returned from your around the world in 80 days at age 81 trip. But now you've put your experience into a very readable book. Let's start with a short overview of what prompted this ambitious journey and quickly hit for us the regions in the order that you encountered them going around the world.
All right. Well, this is Sandy first, and I'm going to tell you what prompted this trip, okay? Mm-hmm. So Ellie and I had made some other international trips together back when we were young in our late 60s and early 70s. But in anticipation of turning old, reaching our 80th birthday, I just mentioned to Ellie one evening, wouldn't it be fun to go around the world in 80 days at age 80? Well, Ellie perked up. We had every hotel reservation made, every airline reservation made, and COVID shut it down. But COVID didn't shut us down. So we made the trip the following year when we were 81, and our new theme was around the world in 80 days at 81 and still on the run.
Right. Ellie, you grew up on a farm in rural Oklahoma. Sandy, you grew up in Fort Worth in a less conventional household because of an alcoholic father and a mother who contracted polio when you were in the second grade. You both married as teenagers, had three kids, were married for decades. Flash forward now, six decades. Between the two of you, at the start of your around-the-world trip, you had four artificial knees, one revamped rotator cuff, arthritis, and a new hip. Could you have ever imagined your lives would be so changed by travel this many decades later? I'll ask the farm girl, Ellie, to answer that first.
Yeah, never in a million years. Although when I was driving that tractor, I used to dream of faraway places. So that was always on my thinking, but never dreaming that it would actually happen.
Well, you visited years before your around the world trip in 1980. You and your then husband, late husband, he was alive then, obviously, visited a small Christian boarding school in Zambia. And you fell in love with the country, wound up living there 6 years and growing that small school into an educational complex, kindergarten through college with an orphanage, satellite schools and other villages. So you were very familiar with exotic travel. Sandy, I know that while still mourning the passing of your husband, you met Ellie at a medical mission conference in Dallas. She invited you to visit Zambia. You were sort of wary of visiting Africa. Was that your first step into a larger world?
Absolutely, it was my first step. And going to Africa was not in my plans. My husband's idea of camping out was staying at the Holiday Inn instead of the Hilton Hotel.
Right.
So I had never slept in a tent in my life or walked to the latrines. So Africa was quite the experience that I fell in love with.
The kindness of strangers stands out as a remarkable message in your book. And as I recall, one of you, and you can speak up and tell me which one of you that was. As I recall, you were in a train station where none of the signs were in English. You couldn't find anyone who spoke English. You were desperate to find the right train. The clock was running down. So you stood in the middle of the terminal surrounded by people and began shouting out the name of your destination in English, right?
Well, actually, that was true. That was happening in Damascus because I stood out there and I said, Sandy, I've got the loudest voice in the world. You know, we just stand in the middle of the station. I'll shout Damascus. And someone came running. And then the other time on our round the world trip, we were in Shinjuku train station, the world's busiest train station, 3.5 million people a day go through
Tokyo.
There. We wanted a ticket to Mount Fuji. And this guy comes up to us as we're standing there lost and says, I know you. And a young man, 28 or so years old. And we said, what, you know us? He said, yes, I'm Ziggy from Sylvania. And I read about you last week in the London Daily Mail. And Ziggy took care of us, got us a ticket. Just another example of the goodness of people all over the world.
As I said, the kindness of strangers stands out in your book. There are so many anecdotes like that, your Tokyo station being rescued and certainly the one in Syria. Get this book. It's called Here We Go, Lessons for Living Fearlessly from Two Traveling Nanas. And the website is aroundtheworldat80.com. I thank you both for joining us.
Thank you. It's been great to talk to you again. Thank you so much.
We'll be right back.
The world of travel never stops, and you can always find us 24/7 at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.
As part of the Hilton portfolio of brands, Hilton Grand Vacations provides a premier travel experience that will surpass your expectations.
With more than 150 resorts across the U.S., Europe, Mexico, Asia, the Caribbean, and elsewhere, they provide spacious, upscale accommodations with home-like features and resort-style amenities ranging from beautiful pools to state-of-the-art fitness centers.
We like that you can convert membership points into Hilton Honor points and use them for stays at thousands of Hilton hotels worldwide or for car rentals, air travel, and more. Their flexible point-based vacation ownership system enables members all the benefits of owning a vacation home without the responsibilities of traditional home ownership.
They also offer a one-of-a-kind program called HGV Ultimate Access that delivers special events and experiences from private concerts by top-selling musicians to celebrity chef-hosted dinners, world-class sporting events, and more.
Wherever your travel takes you, you'll always feel at home with Hilton Grand Vacations because where you stay will feel more like a home than a hotel room. Find more info at HiltonGrandVacations.com or, as always, check out RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
You know how every family has that one holiday cooking disaster story? Well, rest easily because those days are over with Chef IQ Sense. This wireless cooking thermometer is the best gift to yourself or friends and family because it's going to get your meat perfect every time. It's a great gift for a seasoned cook or everyone in between. This season, give yourself and your loved ones the gift of perfectly cooked meals and save 30% with code CARRY at ChefIQ.com. That's ChefIQ.com. Use the code CARRY and you'll get 30% off, or you can visit RMWorldTravel.com and find a link.
If you've been waiting to try learning a new language with Babbel, now is the time. Black Friday has come early this year. Babbel's biggest sale is happening now. Unlock all of the languages on Babbel with a lifetime subscription at our best price of the year, which means a small investment for all your big adventures. Babbel's bite-sized lessons fit easily into your daily routine and are easy to remember. Plus, Babbel teaches you relevant words and phrases so you can start speaking with confidence in as little as 3 weeks. And with a lifetime access to all of Babbel's languages, lessons, podcasts, and cultural insights, just imagine what you can do, or rather, where you could go. So if you've been putting off booking that pastry pilgrimage to France for fear of mispronouncing croissant, take advantage of Babbel's biggest sale of the season. Where will Babbel take you? Find out at Babbel.com. But hurry, this offer ends November 30th. Get Babbel's lifetime access for less, for a limited time at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Here's the tale of the Daily Med Fill. Same old pharmacy, same old bill, but those prices kept rising higher still.
Till the savings wrangler rode in, cool as can be. Tap Good RX, saving massively.
No plan? Don't matter none. Up to 80% off. Deals are done.
Discounts hitting harder than Ma's chili. Dang. That one little lab does all the rest.
Save time and money on prescriptions.
Check Good RX. Good RX is not insurance.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
All right, everybody, it's 40 minutes past the hour. I finally made it on here today. Sorry for missing the show open. As we steam ahead towards the end of the year, I wanted to talk about something genuinely useful today on the open road. And not to say that I don't ever talk about anything genuinely useful, but basically I want to talk about gift ideas for the Karna or road trip fiend in your life, just to get straight to the point. Some of you longtime listeners, you may recall that I actually did a segment on this topic about two Christmases ago, I believe. But there are some exciting new products in the market that I have to share them with you. But before we get into that, if you need a last-minute non-automotive Christmas gift, this portion of the program is sponsored by buyraycon.com/carry. Now, I wear Raycon's everyday earbuds, and they sound great. They last all day with 32 hours of battery life, and they stay comfortable no matter how long I wear them. This holiday season, Raycon is offering 20% off all audio products site-wide. The Everyday Earbuds Classics, which I recommend, are loaded with upgrades. Get active noise cancellation, multi-point connectivity so you can have two devices paired at once, and really ergonomic fit and more. Over 3 million customers already love Raycons, and they come with a 30-day happiness guarantee. So if you don't love them, returns are easy. You have nothing to lose. Order by December 15th to guarantee delivery by Christmas, or you can buy them at buyraycon.com/carry and save 20% off site-wide, or find a direct link at armwelltravel.com under sponsors. Now, Raycons work for everybody, but if you've ever tried shopping for a car person, you probably know how that goes. We don't want novelty junk. We don't need another scale model, a paperweight of a piston for our desk. And frankly, if I see one more gag gift like blinker fluid or fuzzy dice, I might lose it personally. So I went ahead and picked out some real-life car products for car people that actually work. These are all things I'd personally be very happy to receive if anybody's listening out there. So let's start simple, because these are the gifts that quietly make every drive better. And the first one would be real microfiber towels. So exciting. But seriously, skip the 50-pack of mystery cloths from AutoZone. They suck. They dry up quickly. They're just terrible. They streak. The only, and I mean only, brand of microfibers, I'm going to let you in on a little industry secret, are Kirkland Signature. That's right, Costco brand. You got to get the yellow towels that come in a clear plastic bag with a red car on the front. They're the best microfibers available for everyday use. You can get them on Amazon right now. They're on sale, $54 for a 72-pack. They don't scratch paint, they don't streak glass, and they are the gold standard among many automotive detailers in the business. I trust them personally on the Concours show field, wiping down a $1 million car, or tossing a few into my daily driver just in case. If you want to dress that up, you can add maybe a bottle of Meguiar's Waterless Wash and Wax, which is one of the best off-the-shelf quick detailer sprays, and suddenly you've got a gift that actually gets used every weekend right off the bat. Now, let's move into some seriously useful gear, the stuff people don't realize they need until they own it. I would start off with a portable tire inflator. Many gas stations have free air pumps, but the majority charge a couple of bucks for a minute of air, and they don't even have a smart regulator to monitor PSI. It's stupid. So buy yourself a cordless inflator. I would recommend the Fantic X8 Pro. It's rechargeable, fast enough for car tires, and shuts off automatically at your set pressure. Buying tip on that, if you don't want that particular one, just avoid the ultra-cheap inflators that plug into a cigarette lighter. Cordless here is the difference between lives in the trunk and left in the basement. Now, another exceptional gift is a Bluetooth OBD2 scanner. The gold standard here is the OBD-Link MX Plus. It's about $130, works with an iPhone and an Android, and reads far more data than a budget scanner. When a warning light or check engine light pops on, this turns panic into information for you. It also saves you the $200 diag fee most shops are giving out nowadays, which is terrible. Yes, you can take your car to an AutoZone or O'Reilly's. They'll scan it for free. But this lets you do it in your driveway or 1,000 miles away from home, stuck on the side of the road. It's one of those tools that it just feels like cheating after you've used it once, so I highly recommend that. And another necessity will be a lithium battery jump starter. Not one of those big carry-on units. The one I consistently recommend is the Noco Boost GB40. It's $120. I have one in my car. The difference maker is it's compact. It'll start most dead batteries easily. Might struggle on a diesel truck or a car that's been sitting with a totally dead battery for months, but 9 out of 10 times it does the trick. And again, you might only use it once a year, but on that day, it's the most valuable thing in the car. Speaking of battery health, a smart battery maintainer is something to think about as well. This is something that many people overlook. I would highly recommend anything from brands C-Tech or Battery Tender. It's a game changer for anyone in your life with a weekend car. They're about $80 to $100, anywhere in that range. Usually, they plug directly onto your battery's terminals, quietly preventing them from going flat. And they're fairly important for modern cars, but basically mandatory for old cars with lots of accessories or any car that isn't getting driven every day. Unexciting gift, but hugely appreciated as opposed to a $300 new battery. And finally, the best gift you can give a true car enthusiast, seat time. A performance driving school, autocross entry, high performance driver education school, any of this, real instruction, real car control, memories that last far longer than something sitting on a shelf. These are fantastic options for the car enthusiast in your life. But here's the rule of thumb. Don't shop for car people by theme. Shop by use case. How do they drive? Where does the car live? What annoys them on a road trip? If it lives in the trunk, glove box, or garage and makes life easier for them, hey, it's a win. So that's your year-end Open Road gift guide. We'll see you down the road into the new year. But in the meantime, I'm RJ Carey. This is The Open Road. Don't go anywhere. Up next is the Destination Spotlight on Maryland. Drive on, America.
Join the travel duo and team by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, as RJ has wrapped up the open road segment, as he mentioned, Mary and I are about to bring you the latest destination spotlight. America's seventh state, known as the Old Line State, or Little America, gets our focus today, and we're sponsored by Colette.
America's turning 250, everyone, so let's go. Whether your interests include main streets, monuments, music cities, or mountains, America's not something just to remember. It is something to go out and experience.
That could not be any more true, Mary, for sure. So, you know, our friends at Colette, well, they've been guiding travelers across America for over a century now. They know what they're doing, and they offer tours and varieties to suit every type of traveler. Go celebrate the landscapes, the locals, and the legends that make our nation great, and travel unforgettable. You can visit gocolette.com/United States for more information and show specials, or just find a link at rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors.
All right, back to the show hotline, and down to Maryland we go. Joining us to discuss more is their Secretary of Commerce, Harry Coker Jr.
Well, the Secretary of Commerce will certainly know his state. Secretary Coker, thanks for being part of America's number one travel radio show. How are you today?
I'm well, and I am delighted to join you all today because we have a lot of great things to talk about with the great state of Maryland. So thank you for the opportunity.
Well, thank you for joining us and giving us some of your time. So, you know, Mary and I were raised here in the New York City area. We were married in Northern Virginia and enjoyed living there for a period of time. Maryland is the state that we now seem to talk about the most. We've spent a lot of time canvassing your state the last year or so as a possible place to relocate at some point. From the terrific beaches you have to the mountainous regions, all that's available in and around the Chesapeake Bay. Maryland always feels very familiar and comfortable to us, but it does clearly have its own identity. So I'd love to hear what your connection is to Maryland and some of the things you love about the state.
Great. Actually, had I known you all had been canvassing the state for the last 10 months, I would have asked you to join me. I've been serving as Secretary of Commerce since February of this year, and one of the big tasks that we've taken on is to visit all 23 counties in the state, from the Eastern Shore to the more urbanized areas around Baltimore and Washington, D.C., out west to Frederick and Hagerstown, and then even further west to Washington, Allegheny, and Garrett counties. And the opportunity just to visit all those counties is so insightful. And I've been in Maryland for nearly 50 years, but in the last 8-9 months since I've been touring those counties, I've learned more about Maryland than I had in my nearly 50 years as a resident. So it's just been very insightful. And you might have picked up some things that would have led you to move to Maryland.
Yes, well, I'm very pleased, Robert, that you are publicly announcing this on the air, because I would have moved to Maryland 10 years ago.
You've had me there a lot. No question.
Secretary, I do want to thank you for your service in multiple ways to the country, particularly the fact that you are a graduate of the U.S. Naval Academy. You did serve. You have an interesting background. Annapolis, that is one of my favorite areas of the state. However, there's a lot to do, and I'm sure if you've been canvassing the state, there's a lot to do. You have 5 regions. There's so much to do in the mountains, outdoors. You've got state parks, all kinds of attractions. Talk about some of the impact that this has for the tourism to your state.
Yes, it is very, very much a diverse state. Folks typically, when they associate that word diversity with a location, they go to the demographics of the people. We are very diverse, yes, with demographics of our people, our geography, our industries, and our climate. Just a few days ago, earlier this week, I was out in Garrett County at one of our outstanding resorts, the Whiff Resort, and I woke up in a snowstorm on the mountaintops out in the Alleghenies, and that's different than where I was 2 months ago during one of our county visits. I was in on the beaches of Ocean City, Maryland, so that spans our great state, from beaches to urban areas, to agriculture, and then where I woke up a couple of days ago, in the mountains, where I could see from Maryland, West Virginia, and Pennsylvania. Just a great place with attractions for everyone.
Yeah, it is that diversity. Yeah. I mean, there's so much, no question about it. And I also am going to say, listen, Maryland has very good infrastructure. I mean, you know, you've got BWI, obviously the top airport in the country. I-95 runs through the state. Good Amtrak options. Vibrant boating community. Now, although people may want to be cautious going to the Eastern Shore during the summer months, going Route 13 there or 50 or 301, you got to plan for that. But, you know, we've got about a minute left right now, and we're spending a lot of time on the program regarding America's 250. We have been covering it, and we're going to cover it a lot in the new year ahead. Any major events that you want listeners to know about that they could put on their calendars?
Yes, and I just want to touch on the infrastructure. Thank you so much for mentioning that. And BWI Thurgood Marshall just celebrated their 75th anniversary earlier this year, which is great. And then I'll also add our great port of Baltimore, which is just marvelous. But with regards to 250th, Sail 250 is the highlight of that event. And one of the things that we're really looking forward to is not just given my Navy heritage with the Blue Angels coming in and the tall ships, but we're also going to have some of our allied nations join us in that celebration, either with sail ships and aircraft demonstrations. So it's going to be a marvelous celebration.
Well, we're looking forward to that for sure. We appreciate you giving us a little bit of your time again this morning. Wish you, your team, everybody there a Merry Christmas and look forward to America's 250. Have a nice day, okay?
Thank you, Robert and Mary. Appreciate the time.
Thank you, Secretary. Take care.
Take care. Have a good weekend.
You
Stay
too.
Warm.
Thank you. Thanks. Bye.
All right.
All right. Well, there we are, Mary. By the way, folks, Maryland. Terrific state, folks. It doesn't always get the attention that it should, but, you know, our seventh state is how we're going to put a wrap
on
it.
And you like that
today.
Maryland crab.
Oh, I love Maryland. I'll go get
so
some
good.
Right now. The website, by the way, to plan your visit, visitmaryland.org, visitmaryland.org. When we return after this top of the hour break with hour two, the National Communal Forum is going to be how we start off. Chef Robert Irvine is also coming up. Plus, Mary and I are going to answer some of your Cruise With Us questions in the email segment. Keep those radios locked in, folks. Don't forget, you can catch the show anytime or live at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.